Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind as we launch here into the second hour of the program. The number is toll-free, as always, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Ademo.
And Mark.
Ademo's joining us courtesy of copblock.org. You can go over to copblock.org and experience all manner of different cop blocking. And what does that mean?
Cop blocking? Well, I don't know. The term I started up, you know, there's a term back out there when your boys were out, you know, blocking you from the women. So we kind of adapted that term to cop blocking. I won't say it here on the radio. But yeah, the website, it's decentralized, user-friendly forums, ways to interact with other folks, submit posts, and become
active.
What's
the purpose of copblock.org?
Well, the purpose is to hold police accountable, to share individuals share their experiences and tactics into getting police accountability. So it's a decentralized website for folks to communicate with one another.
And a lot of it revolves around, you'll have blog posts and stories about police abuse and things like that. But a lot of the cop blocking aspect revolves around holding them accountable with video cameras.
Absolutely. Yeah, the camera is the, you know, as Judge Napolitano calls it, the new gun for activists. So therefore, we focus a lot on using that tool to get accountability.
It's an important tool. It's a tool that has kept you out of prison.
Yes, probably twice now, but yeah, definitely in Massachusetts on wiretapping. So
if you're going to do activism, learn about copblock.org and some of the suggestions and tips and stuff that they're doing over there, because it's great. It's great work.
Yeah, it's a lot of folks, and we really appreciate everyone who's around.
And I'm proud to be affiliated with it. Copblock.org, as we continue here, we're going to continue with your calls, but I wanted to address Jeremy's question from last hour. For those of you just tuning in, he'd called to ask about borders and nations, and said that it's like the hull of a submarine.
It wasn't his claim. It was the claim of a. He was just quoting some talk show host out there. The claim that
he liked the way that sounded.
Borders. I don't know that he did. He was just borders were like the bulkheads of submarines. If you allowed them to become impenetrable, obviously everybody dies. But give me the historical example prior to, say, the Nazis, where borders were enforced really heavily. I mean, in the last 100 years, I mean, there's certainly nation states have existed much longer than the last 100 years, but their borders have been quite porous to immigration. Obviously, to invading armies, they're not porous anymore, or even, you know.
But this country, for a long time, you could just come here, it was no problem.
Sure, I mean, the first anti-immigrant law wasn't passed till the 1880s and the Yellow Man Acts.
So the idea being that if those things didn't exist, if those immigration procedures and all that didn't exist, that all of a sudden the whole world would come to one place, and it would flood in here, and it would turn into, you know, some third world cesspool. Which, just like you're pointing out, there's no evidence for it whatsoever. Besides, if there were no more, because his question was, if there were no more borders, no more nations, no more of these ideas, then anybody could go anywhere they wanted to, and people want to go to different places for different reasons.
I disagree. I disagree with what your estimation is. The fact is, there'd be all kinds of problems if you took a free nation and then just opened up its borders for everybody to come in all at once, because you would have this mass influx, because the free nation, which didn't have free borders.
Well, his question was about if all the borders went away.
Okay, that's true.
Right, so if all the borders went away, if the idea of nations went away, because it's just an idea, nations don't exist, it's just something you created in your mind to separate you from other human beings. And so if those ideas went away, if all of a sudden the idea of national borders disappeared, you'd just have contiguous land masses, and people would be able to go from point A to point B, and it'd be no big deal.
I think the big issue, and one of the things he's missing primarily in this conversation, so if there's a border, there is no big deal. All the border actually says is what political government or whatever gets to oppress you,
which gang is ruling the territory.
Gets to tax you and extort you for whatever means and rules. The problem with immigration, as this caller is probably putting it, is with the welfare, the carrot on why people are coming here. Because a nation, whether it has borders or not, if people are crossing these, you know, arbitrary lines in the sand for whatever reason, with government, very maybe less desired individuals probably cross first
because
and foremost because of the welfare. They're looking for handouts. They want to live, do whatever, and you know, that's the incentive. Without it, without the government, the people who leave other areas are the brightest, smartest, the ones looking to be hardworking, entrepreneurial,
or just looking to escape tyranny and have a better life for themselves. So let's go back to a reality, a more realistic situation. It's very unrealistic that tomorrow everyone in the world's going to wake up and forget about the idea of nations. But what might be a possibility is if, let's say, you know, New Hampshire secedes from the U.S. because of all the people coming here from freestateproject.org for the Free State Project. Let's say New Hampshire secedes, becomes its own nation, but then eventually the people here decide, you know what, we're going to open up these borders and let anybody who wants to come here. Then great, there's plenty of room for people, and certainly if it was the U.S., well, then there'd be even more room for all kinds of people coming here. And if there's no welfare program, it's the right people.
Okay, so if New Hampshire gets free and then keeps its borders closed, it's going to get very wealthy very quickly because it's the government regulation and taxes, the inefficiencies in the market that cause nations to deal with all of the business cycles.
Borders...
So wait a second for me.
Well, no, I disagree with something you've said, that it's going to necessarily get wealthy really quickly if it's locking down its borders and not letting anyone come and
go. That's what you said. You said that first New Hampshire gets free and then it opens its borders. That's what you said. I'm only taking the scenario
I'm not talking
you
about
used.
Locking down any borders okay. at any point. I mean, like, one day, the next day.
Right. Okay. So if you have a relatively free nation, a free economy, and then that nation maintains borders, and then those borders go away in a scenario where you say, well, this is immoral. We shouldn't. Free people should be able to cross free borders freely. You're definitely going to get an influx of people.
Great. Come on in.
People who want to experience more freedom in their lives, especially in the area of economic freedom, because it's prosperity that moves people.
Which makes us even more prosperous when more people come here with new ideas.
But let's look into the future. What's going to happen? What's going to happen is the nations that are immediately adjacent are going to see a huge emigration of people leaving their
Well, they better get free then.
Right. And that's what's going to happen is people are going to say, well, you know, how do they do it? And they're going to mimic and mirror.
And that's the idea, isn't
it? As they do that, you're going to see more freedom in those places, and the economies will balance out more so.
Maybe I think you guys are saying what maybe I'll say in a combined Ian and Mark thing. If tomorrow morning everyone wakes up and New Hampshire is free, the border, quote-unquote, is only going to be protected by those on the other side, not on the New Hampshire side, unless the property owner, which bears a border, decides to control it. So people will be coming into this freer land, but they're going to be stopped not by the free side, but by the oppressive side.
The and Massachusetts then, border.
Exactly, or whatever.
Border.
And once they can't take that any longer, the people won't actually have to move. The border will just move. You know, we're free now, the people on the border. Like, why would I be a roofer or whatever trade on the oppressive side at a higher rate with the extortion when I could just cross the street? When they realize that crossing the street isn't possible because of the oppression, they will just stay where they are and stop fighting it and just move the line on its own. It'll just keep going.
Right. And I like what you said, Mark, where, you know, the more freedom that one place has, the more immigration the other countries will be experiencing. They'll realize the loss is happening and hopefully get more free as a result. People will see what's going on in New Hampshire, wherever that free place is, and they'll say, wow, I really want that for myself, but I don't really want to move to New Hampshire. It's cold up there. And then maybe they'll do something for freedom where they are, and hopefully freedom will spread around the world because of the example that we could set here. But the real key to the question initially is to get rid of the idea of nations is to just eliminate that concept from your mind, because all they are is just a false concept designed to separate you from other human beings, to make you think that you're better. Because this is the story that the people are told in this country. Oh, you were born in the United States, so you're
lucky
better
you.
Than the rest of the
I think
world.
You're luckier. I think you're luckier than a lot of people around the world.
But that doesn't mean you're better than those people around the world.
But if you're luckier and you're prosperous, you want to protect your prosperity from other people, is often what people say. And it makes perfectly good sense. I mean, if you're a carpenter and there are a bunch of carpenters that are prevented from entering the marketplace, that's going to benefit you because it decreases supply of carpenters and demand tends to stay the same.
Well, this is one of the reasons why people are advocating for protectionism, like having borders and restrictions.
I'd love
but they're
it.
Cutting off their own nose to spite their face, because what they don't see is that every other industry, that carpenter, he gets nails from somewhere, he gets wood from somewhere, he gets all these products from somewhere, and he likes competition in those industries because they keep his costs down so he can make a better profit margin on the stuff that he's doing. But if everybody's got total control over the marketplace, then there's only one nail seller, then there's only one board manufacturer, and all of a sudden prices skyrocket, and then before you know it, your carpentry business might actually go under. So you've got to have freedom for everybody, which means you have to open yourself up to competition. If you want freedom for yourself in one area, you have to allow others to be free as well. Otherwise, it's not going to work. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may bring up anything you want. The toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com, and a lot of our features are there, and they're all completely free. One of them is the BBS. You can go to bbs.freetalklive.com, get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com. And that's also a place where we'll post show prep. So some of the things we'll talk about on the air, we will talk about, or you can find those links there. Once again, bbs.freetalklive.com. Now, if you run a website or a blog and you've been looking to add a forum to your site...
If you haven't been looking to add a forum, you might consider adding a forum.
That's a good point, because plainboards.com makes it easy. And Plainboards, not only do they offer free-to-use message boards, but they're also anonymous. So you're not going to compromise the privacy of your users.
Why wouldn't you want to add a message board to your website that was free?
Right, and it's not hard to do at all. There's no installation necessary, and you don't even have to log in to do it. You can go within seconds and create your own anonymous message board over at plainboards.com. That's plain as in P-L-A-I-N, plainboards.com. 855-453. Let's go to the phones to your calls. Ice 2020 calling from Charlotte. Ice, you're on Free Talk Live in North Carolina. Ice? Ice in North Carolina, going once. Ice in North Carolina, going twice. All right, tell you what, I'm going to put Ice back on hold. Maybe he's in a bad cell. We'll try him back here shortly. Let's go to Viper, listening somewhere on the internet. Viper, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening.
Hey, Viper, go ahead with your thoughts.
I had a thought about what y'all were talking about, but I forgot what the heck it was.
That's why notes come in handy when you're calling talk radio. It can be difficult.
Well,
Borders, maybe?
What I wanted to talk about, and, you know, I thought I would add a comment about what you were talking about, take control, blah, blah, blah. But what I want to say is, you know, Ron Paul people, you know, don't give up.
Ron Paul people don't give up. Okay.
Was there an announcement or something, or how I should
book? Yeah, the Ron Paul campaign has suspended campaigning, but not its search for delegates.
No.
What has happened?
The Ron Paul campaign has decided not to spend money trying to win primaries in California and Texas,
right,
where they would have to spend millions of dollars to win primaries that they wouldn't win anyway. That's all they did.
Well, so there was an announcement. There was an announcement, and you know, I mean, it gave certainly that impression.
Well, that's because MSNBC and CNN.
I immediately ignored all that.
It's right at the top of the damn Drudge Report. Ooh, woohoo! Ron Paul out.
I went right to the Ron Paul 2012 or was it Daily Paul in order to check it out, and you know. It was something very similar to that.
So wait, you're saying you read the actual press release from the Ron Paul campaign?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the verbiage said exactly,
but
they can't afford to keep going?
No. What it is you know, and, I've invested, I drive a lot to get to my job, so I listen to all this stuff, and I've heard from Doug Weed, who is really awesome, and, from other people that are involved with the Ron Paul campaign, and all they said was they're not going to go chasing these beauty contests anymore.
Right.
And, you know, it's exactly the same thing they said back at Florida. But now,
so what they're going to do is they're going to spend money on trying to win delegates. Is that right?
That is true.
So, but, I mean, essentially the campaign said that it doesn't look like they're going to be able to secure enough delegates in order to prevent Romney from winning. Is that what they said?
No, that's not correct.
All right, well,
okay.
My understanding of what's going on and your understanding must be different.
That's what it sounds
like. Have you watched any of the Ben Swan reality check videos?
Yep.
You watched them all?
I don't know that I've watched every single one of them. I watched the most recent one on delegates.
So you're saying don't give up. Mark's misinformed. You know, they can still win this thing. You think they can still win this?
Yep.
Okay. Very good.
I want Ron Paul to win.
Appreciate it, man.
I don't think their delegate strategy is going to...
Haven't they won 10 states?
The delegate strategy is awesome, but I don't think it's going to be enough against the superdelegates that the RNC has.
It all makes my head spin. Delegates.
It's hard to follow.
I mean, Ron Paul has to get 75% of the delegates, to my estimation, in order to beat the game.
75% of the ones that are available, you mean?
All of them.
I thought you have to have like a majority of them.
If Ron Paul got one more than the majority of the delegates, the RNC would screw him out of the nomination.
Just because of some major rule?
He has to win by a mile in order to win.
Because of some sort of rule or something?
No, because he's Ron Paul, and, you know, he's a libertarian, and the RNC doesn't want, they want big government fascists.
So, there's no set of rules. They can just do whatever they want, is what you're saying.
They've got, as I understand, like 500 and something delegates that they have yet to be, that don't get applied until they decide to apply them.
Wonderful. Convenient.
Yeah.
For them.
Do whatever they want.
It's all smoke and mirrors.
I mean, I want Ron Paul to win. Believe me. I want the delegate strategy to work. I think every delegate is valuable. I think Ron Paul being able to speak at the convention is valuable. I think that the people getting involved in their state politics on the Republican side, or for that matter, the Democrat side, is valuable. I think these things are valuable. Please, don't hold your breath and imagine that Ron Paul is going to be the next president of the United States and that you put all your eggs in that basket. I just don't think that's going to be the case. I want him to be. I would really like that to be the case. It just doesn't seem like that's what's going to occur to me.
I think that's important to keep in mind is that, you know, maybe the odds sound like they are against it as far as Ron Paul possibly winning. Maybe there is some small chance that it might end up panning out. But whether or not it does, you need to have something else planned because there's got to be a next step, right? Ron Paul isn't the beginning and the end of the liberty movement. For a lot of people, he's the very beginning. He is the first step into what is then a very large world of liberty potential, you know, potential for liberty activism. And, of course, I think we'd all like to encourage liberty-minded people to go to freestateproject.org and shiresociety.com and learn about the idea of moving together. Imagine getting, you know, those Ron Paul supporters all to the same place. Imagine what that could do.
And all focused on something that is already, you know, or unneeded to be elected or funded and so on. You know, yeah, I don't get so much caught up. Ron Paul got me involved in this stuff as well, but I think I've long passed it. I'd be more interested, instead of seeing or hearing what he's doing with his campaign, to hear what he's going to do afterwards, because I know in 08, I think Campaign for Liberty was kind of a mess up with all that funding that they gave to it from the.
I thought that too, but you know, if the Campaign for Liberty set up the run in 2012 and they've had this huge success with a delegate strategy, which might give him more delegates than Santorum would have had. Might, maybe, then you can't really call it a failure. I mean, if imagine for a second if the Ron Paul campaign had been right, that Gingrich and Santorum were going to drop out after, say, Florida when they got defeated,
when they should have dropped out,
and then he would have been the only candidate to stay in, then he would have been the empty Romney vote. It's quite possible Ron Paul could have taken it. But
doesn't matter now.
It may be that the RNC wanted Santorum and Gingrich to stay in for that reason. Who knows?
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free
line. Republican's going to win in 2012 if Ron Paul doesn't take it.
But all those Democrats, or excuse me, all those Republicans that you were talking about, those delegates can now vote for anyone they want, right? Those ones that were for Santorum don't have to vote for Santorum anymore. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Amazon includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. We've got a lot of stuff, including the archives, going all the way back to late 2006. Download as many as you would like at your leisure and pay absolutely nothing over at freetalklive.com. In fact, our archives are now being hosted by a brand new location. It is SoundCloud, which is a pretty hip website. SoundCloud makes it really easy to embed audio on your favorite social networking service or your blog or wherever it is you want to put audio. You can take Free Talk Live's audio and share it easily with your friends. You can still download as normal through freetalklive.com, but if you also go to our SoundCloud page at SoundCloud.com/freetalklive, all run together as one word, that's SoundCloud.com/freetalklive. That's where you can get to their easy sharing buttons. We are going to be implementing that on our website at some point, and I'll let you know when that trigger gets pulled. I know our tech team is working on that behind the scenes as we speak. So for now, you can go to SoundCloud.com/freetalklive and access all of our archives directly there, and you can still get them through our website at freetalklive.com. All right, so 855-453, that's the toll-free number. Let's talk to Ken listening in New York. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Ademo, and Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Ken. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I guess I actually called in for a different question, but I had a comment on the last caller you had.
Sure.
I guess for me, people thinking that Ron Paul's going to get elected is a little short-sighted. And I think even from Ron Paul's point of view, that's the case. I think what he has done is introduced many more people into the liberty movement than probably anyone we've seen in the past 100 years.
Yeah. I mean, here you have this highly elected, relatively principled individual. I mean, he doesn't go far enough on some issues for me, but whatever. I mean, you know, he's great. You know, he's managed to get elected 12 times, 13 times into, you know, U.S. National level office. And, you know, for some reason or another than the in the presidential campaign, he didn't have electability when he was the most elected person there. But whatever. I think that that's absolutely true. He created a foundation upon which can be built. I hope that we build the right stuff.
And I guess just as a side note of commentary on that, I recently went to the doctor's office, and I was wearing a Carl Menger T-shirt, and my doctor knew who Carl Menger was and immediately told me Ron Paul was the only hope for the country as he was coming from Greece, and he said he left because of what he saw coming.
Wow.
And now he sees it happening here.
And now he's here practicing and hoping to retire here. So, but
a lot of people are in business right now, hoping to make it through, you know, and before whatever collapse might occur, hoping that they can get enough money put aside so that they'll be ready for, you know, whatever might happen. And I hope so too.
Well, if you want to put something aside, I'd suggest gold, silver, possibly bitcoins.
You don't want to keep it in U.S. dollars.
Yeah, go to silver.freetalklive.com, and that's where you can go to get silver and gold and have it delivered to your home, and then put it wherever it is that's safe. That's a good way to put things aside. But you said you were calling for a different reason, Ken?
Yes, I guess my original point was that something I've been thinking about a lot lately is, to me, freedom for the individual is the best, it's the optimal condition. But I don't know that it's necessarily true that incrementally working towards that is the best way to achieve it. I think there might be a lot of pitfalls along the way that might be exploited through situations of this partial regulation, and it's not an actual free market.
Yep. It's true. It's probably, you know, we haven't got that question too often on the history of the show, but I agree entirely that it's difficult to know whether or not an incremental or all at once approach is going to be most effective. But we can look historically that, you know, the all at one approach for liberty has been tried many times, and generally what happens is not more liberty, or at least not liberty.
Yeah.
And so,
the argument can be made. I can only speculate that it would start probably rather slowly, but then as soon as, you know, it starts getting speed down a hill, that people, you know, it's the first thing to let go of is the hardest thing. For me, it was the war on drugs, which was still easier to let go because I was affected by it. But then the roads, the other things that some folks do hang up on, all went quicker because I've already smashed down one wall, so it's very quick. So maybe if that happened with me internally, I can only suspect that that might be the case.
For the society.
On a larger scale.
Yes. Certainly possible, especially if you start to see the benefits of liberty in certain areas. Maybe people will figure it out and apply it more consistently.
I choose an incremental approach for two reasons. A, I won't add that would mean that if an incremental approach is not the best idea, then it would mean that a more tyrannical approach would get us more quickly to liberty, it seems to me. So, A, I won't advocate for tyranny against another person. And I will do what I can in order to act to protect someone I know, my friends, my family, people I know, people I love, and hopefully that's everybody, their life, their liberty, and their ability to make decisions regarding their property. I'll protect those things as best I can, which kind of necessitates that I take an incremental approach.
I'll take
if you take an incremental approach, you get an opportunity to test out different things. You know, you can point to, well, this works, or that works, or that kind of thing. Whereas, if you don't take an incremental approach, then you never have a chance to point to.
Well, it's certainly incremental right now. I mean, it is so incremental, it's awful. And so that's why I think it's important to advocate for the full-on. That's why I want to talk about ending the entire war on drugs. I don't want to just piddle around with medical marijuana, and then in some cases only when it's you know, AIDS or cancer. This most recent medical marijuana bill up here in New Hampshire is an absolute joke. It only includes a handful of maladies. It's not anywhere near as good as something like you might see in Colorado or California.
The only value to it is to be able to say there are 15 medical marijuana states.
Right. So
on top of that, I see it. My two problems with the indirect incremental approach is that it seems to be like, A, you build a wall on the road of liberty to complete liberty that you have to tear down later for medical marijuana, for example. Right now, sick people have more rights than me, so let them have more rights than me. And then, okay, we have that now, and a couple years later, like, just kidding, not just do those sick people have rights. We all do. Come on, let's come back down here. That, and two, I think that's harder because essentially I kind of see it as like parenting in the early stages of a person's life where like Santa Claus is real, the Easter Bunny is real, and then you get into the teenage years and they're like, no, none of that's real, and then parents wonder why they have so many problems with their teenagers. It's the same way. If you bring people all the way to this one thing and then you try to say, no, medical marijuana isn't the end, we have to come down here, they're like, you're lying to me, and they become like that disgruntled teenager or troubled teenager when they're all upset because you told them everything to get them here, and now you're like, come on a little further.
Apparently you found out about Santa Claus a lot later than I did.
I guess
Ken, other thoughts for us?
I guess might be the common perception of what I meant, but speaking on a more large scale, I guess I would think, yeah, you have the medical marijuana going on and all that, but when problems happen with crossing state lines, that could definitely be exploited at the federal level. And I think we may not advocate for it, but...
Advocate for what?
Advocate for greater federal involvement. However, it seems that when you do have greater federal involvement, more people are attracted to the liberty movement than they were before.
So you're advocating for more tyranny? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'd say I'm advocating for the exact opposite, but as a realist, that people actually experiencing tyranny firsthand rather than saying, oh, they're just drug addicts that are getting arrested. When they see that it's their family members, that might be...
So meaning, like, you would cheer, so you would cheer on, like, bringing back alcohol prohibition because more people would be affected?
No, I'm completely opposed to that, but I'm saying perhaps doing what we think is the right thing reduces the scope of the movement.
No. Here's the reason. Okay, so whether you advocate for more, complete liberty all at once or just a little bit of liberty in drips and drabs, the fact is that everybody has to be educated. What you really want is people to be educated because we know what happens when the Soviet Union fails. You don't get more liberty. People need to be educated in this topic one way or the other, and so what you really need to be advocating for is more liberty.
All right, thanks, Ken, for the call. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
A revolution is underway that all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 additives. Now it's time to free yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com offers an electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette. But with no tar, no foul odor, it can be smoked almost anywhere. PowerVapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 5 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 7 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Remember to use the coupon code PowerVapor for an exclusive 10% discount. PowerVapor.com. It's more than just the future of smoking. It's a revolution.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get in before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm down in the main ballroom of a four-star hotel in Austin with Tom, the GM. Tom, you've had four wedding receptions in 3 days. That's a brutal schedule.
Yeah, we've been hustling.
Well, your team still looks fresh, and I gotta say, the carpet does too. Talk about your game plan.
Simple. We called in the all-star team from CentOS, and they changed our ground game completely.
CentOS? They're known for uniforms. How do they tackle your floors?
Their tile and carpet deep cleaning service makes our flooring look like new. With our old playbook, we used to rip out the carpet. So we're running with CentOS from now on.
Thanks, Tom. And thanks to CentOS, there's plenty of life left in this dance floor. Let's go up to the booth.
Tile and carpet cleaning is one of the many expert services the CentOS team can tackle for your business. Don't replace your tile or carpets. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. You can bring up what you want. That's the point of this program. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Demo.
And Mark. 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll find links to Amazon. Different Amazons for different countries. So there's U.S., U.K., Canada. Click on the right one for you, and then get your shopping taken care of. Get whatever it is you need. I mean, they probably sell it. It's Amazon. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com, start your shopping through those links, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase. It's the same great Amazon, same great prices, same huge selection, free super saver shipping. It's all the same. It's just you're entering through our portal, so Amazon knows to send us a cut of their profits. Once again, drop by shop.freetalklive.com when you're ready to shop online.
And if you're a coffee drinker, O'Neill Coffee, they're a third-generation family-owned business. It still roasts each batch with the finest beans and the utmost care. They have more than 40 varieties of gourmet and flavored coffees. You can get whatever flavor it is that you like. And believe me, when I say gourmet, I know everybody tosses around this term gourmet, but I've had some really great roasted coffees, and this is among some of the really great roasted coffees I've had. It's some of the best. You can show the Free Talk Live, to show the Free Talk Live audience their commitment to freedom and making great coffee. They're offering a free mug and free shipping on orders of $75 or more. That's a pretty good deal. Free shipping on gourmet coffee, and the prices, I've checked them out, they're better than you're going to get at the local coffee store, I can tell you that. You can support great coffee craftsmanship at coffee.freetalklive.com. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
Right back into your phone calls. Frank is listening in New York. You're on Free Talk Live, Frank.
Ah, good evening, gentlemen. How are you doing tonight?
Just super. What's on your mind?
Good. I wanted to let you know that I've been unable to connect to the computer webcast. So.
As I understand it, our high bandwidth server at the moment is down. There are medium and low bandwidth versions that are available, as well as our webcam. So
okay,
there are,
that's good.
There are other ways for you to listen. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com and try those alternates, and one of them will work for you.
Thank you. I thought maybe someone was sort of tampering with the connection on my end.
Just a routine problem.
Listen, it is not the NSA.
Absolutely. Well, I hope not, but you never know. What I wanted to say is that I fully agree again with you that the war on drugs is nothing but a corrupt system that allows for governments, institutions, financial institutions to be corrupted and debased. And the sad thing is that those on the end of the line, those that, you know, are addicted or purchase drugs illegally, they tend to do the big jail time. And those that rip the system off and control it reap all the profits. And I think if we really believe in liberty, we should allow every adult to have the opportunity to take pure drugs, to expand their consciousness, to make a connection with the spiritual or religious path or experience. And when we are a free culture and people have that right, but it's not something to be done just for recreation. It's something that has a higher purpose. Then we'll really be free, and I think at that point, if there is going to be a utopia, that'll sort of usher it in. Does that make any sense?
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I think more people having positive experiences with altering their state of consciousness is a desirable thing. I think that people should do it whenever they're ready.
Yes.
But I also think that it's an important experience that everybody should have. And I think, what was it, Steve Jobs, who said that taking LSD was one of the most important experiences of his lifetime. The folks in the
study... But I think
study,
you fry your mind with too much LSD at the same time.
Oh, absolutely.
I didn't say take too much. I said that his experience with LSD was one of the most important experiences in his lifetime.
Yes.
And everything in moderation, Mark. But also, there's the psilocybin studies.
Yes.
Where they were testing psilocybin on folks with problems like with alcohol, I think it was alcoholism, and also PTSD.
Correct.
And these folks also came out saying that it was either one of the top five or number one most important experience.
Yes.
Of their entire life.
And I'm going to
this
say
is critical.
Many of the movers and shakers and the doers in the elite, you know, they've had access to psilocybin, they've had access to peyote, they've had access to LSD, they've had access to all sorts of positive drugs that allow for, you know, an expanded awareness, sort of in a sense enhancing the cognitive capabilities of the mind. And being as greedy as they are, they certainly want it for themselves and their families, but not for anyone else. And I think when we have the opportunity to have really free drugs for adults, and I'm not talking about a 12-year-old doing blotter acid, you know, from middle school. I'm talking about adults maybe anywhere from 18 to 21 that sort of understand the chemistry, understand consciousness, understand what a trip may involve. Then when they're mature enough to take it, that should be allowed, and it should be viewed almost as a sacrament within the culture. And I know what would happen.
Certainly,
if people have positive experiences.
Well, certainly native cultures, Frank, view these things as sacraments, right? I mean, they've been taking hallucinogenics for a long time.
That's sort of a journey into experience. And what we have to do is we have to forget about ritual circumcision that is nothing more than a very brutal and barbaric tradition that was...
Talk about changing gears.
Yeah, just flip the script
let me finish.
Real quick.
And instead of that, we should have an expanded consciousness for the adult. You know, when one is... In most primitive cultures, circumcision occurs in puberty to go into adulthood. I'm not talking about, let's say, the Jewish tradition whereby circumcision and the bris occurs, you know, 7 days after the birth. I'm talking about virtually all of the cultures in the world, the primitive cultures, where they go through this ritual process. Instead of that, and instead of circumcision in the West, because it really is nothing more than a perverse, barbaric, cruel practice.
I agree.
Well,
we should have
my ignorance
a
here,
transformation
Frank.
At age 21 for all the men and women where they expand their
consciousness. I think 21 is too long to wait. I think if you've got the right, setting, you've got the right spiritual guide, then I think that you could do it in an earlier age. In
maybe
fact,
18.
How interesting would it be if you
maybe
actually
18.
Had? Yeah, it may be the case, but I think that if you actually had a free market in education instead of a one size fits all government coercive system, you could have a variety of different types of educational systems, and part of that curriculum in some schools might be the use of hallucinogenics.
I think that would be right, and that would be wonderful, because in a sense, people are finding out that those that are locked out of the material tradition in the West, that don't have jobs, that can't buy the BMW, that can't at least engage with the advertising nexus that tells us what we need to be happy or fulfilled, if you could provide people with the expanded experience of consciousness, they would see the illusions in these things, and they would begin to deal and create a meaningful life.
Which is one of the reasons why these things are illegal. Frank, great
Correct.
Call. Thanks for the call. I appreciate
Thanks
hearing from
lot.
You tonight. 855-450-FREE.
I want to know what culture circumcises at puberty. I'm not familiar with this at all.
Sounded like he was referring to some native cultures.
Yeah, apparently. I didn't get to hear that. You ushered him off.
Well, that's what he was saying. You wanted to know specifically?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. He was suggesting it was a rite of passage in some native cultures. 1-855-450-3733. You know, the reason he talked
about... In many parts of the world, like Malaysia or throughout southern Africa, boys are often circumcised about the time they reach 11 or 12.
There you go.
It's taboo. I ran into a guy on the road who his activism was... educating folks on the male circumcision and even...
And how awful it,
and how awful
in general is.
And that, yeah. So I got an education in that aspect. Obviously, my parents didn't leave... Not obviously, but my parents did not leave me with the choice.
It's obvious to somebody. Not
I was going to yeah. say.
I didn't have a choice either.
Yeah, so when he laid it out that way, I couldn't argue with it. But when he first approached me, I'm like, wow, it's a little weird. But then, you know, I give him a chance. I try to listen to folks, even if I'm not... You know, I wasn't running around seeking this information, but... But, you know, to be consistent, it made sense. You know, you should give the child the choice. So.
Apparently, it was this, you know, Kellogg and Graham. Kellogg cereal and Graham crackers. Those guys, they were, you know, sort of religious zealots in the late 19th century. And they thought that this would be a really great way to stop boys from masturbating. And, you know, anybody who's circumcised knows this isn't true.
So the idea being that the foreskin has a bunch of nerve endings in it, and so you get rid of that, and therefore would supposedly desensitize things.
I don't know how it works. I wouldn't propose to know what's happening.
I think it's true that you are not as sensitive, but that certainly doesn't stop people from self-pleasuring.
No, yeah. It doesn't do that. And so, you know, that was the idea along the way. It would keep them from going blind and getting hair on their palms or whatever it is that might occur to, you know, in that circumstance. But it's the most, the most prescribed, what do they say? I've read up on it, and basically it has been prescribed to cure the most amount of diseases any procedure has ever been prescribed to cure.
Circumcision. Wow.
Right. And I mean, you know, you got to keep yourself clean. There's no doubt about it. And you know, that's what they'll basically say that it's good for these days. But, you know, the fact that it's done routinely is bothersome.
It also brings a question to the doctors. Like, what doctors can just do something because the parents said so to do it, you know, go, or because it's medically right? I don't know.
Because kids can't make their own decisions legally. They're at the whims of their parents. And I agree that young people should be able to make this choice. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here as we roll into hour number three. Next, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-453, Free Talk Live.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.